Good afternoon, everyone out there in telephone seminar land. This is Mr. Tycoon, yours truly.
And I'd like to welcome Eric Anderson.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this call this afternoon, and thank you for taking out the time to invest in yourself. And again, that's what you're doing right now for this next hour. You're investing in yourself of what does it take to be a, we could say, high-profile speaker. But what we're here to do is to really break down the seven deadly sins that most speakers fall into when they first get started, and even some seasoned speakers. And so with saying that, I want to say you're in the right place at the right time. And again, thank you for taking time to bet on yourself, because in life, that's the best bet that you can bet is on yourself. So I'd like for you to do right now is grab a pen and paper so that you can take down this valuable information that will help you in your speaking career, or if you knew how to get into speaking, how to get into the speaking business the right way. Now, for those who may not know who I am, you may have saw me on Facebook or one of my emails, or you came across it. Just like to take a quick moment to share a little bit about myself, and also my co-teacher for this afternoon would like to share also a little bit about himself. But first of all, my name is Waheed Malik Shakur. However, I go by Mr. Tycoon. And I started speaking a little over 15 years ago, and I started speaking because of real estate. And I got my start because like I said, 15 years ago, I began investing in real estate, and I kind of got some things right. And what I mean by that, I started making money in my first 8 months, made $100,000, and in the first three years, made over $1 million in real estate investing. And from there, people started asking me to teach them how to do real estate investing. And that's where Mr. Tycoon came about, because the name of our company was called Tycoon Investment. Then people started calling me Ty when I first started making money. They started calling me Tycoon when I started making a little more money. And then when I hit that plateau of $1 million, they started calling me Mr. Tycoon. So I had the opportunity to go all around the country speaking to individuals about real estate investing. But I came to realize that one thing that was keeping a lot of people stuck was their own personal thinking. And so that's why I have a quote right now that when I share with individuals across the country of, in order to get your money right, you must get your mind right. And that's why we're doing this call right now, because one thing that I believe also is that all of us have a mission and a purpose for being here on this thing called Earth, and participating in this thing we call life. And so our mission for the day is to share with you how you can share your passion and turn it into a profit from doing one of the things that it is said to be. I haven't seen no physical statistic, but they say this is the highest paid business in the world, which is speaking, flapping your lips to make money. So that's a little bit about myself, but you can read more about that in my book, Success is Not a Secret, It is a System. You can get it at MrTycoon.com, or after the call, I can share ways that you can get in touch with myself or Mr. Eric Aha Anderson about things that we have coming up. So at this time, I would like to welcome to the call. You heard him say his name just a moment ago, but welcome an individual who has become a friend of mine in this short period of time that we've known each other. And we'd like for him to share a little bit about you for those who may not have heard of him, because some of you all came from calls or saw me at Real Estate Investing or on the web. So I'd like for Mr. Eric Aha Anderson to share a little bit about himself. Eric, are you there?
I'm here. Okay. Well, first, I want to, again, welcome everybody to the call. Again, I'm just, you know, restating this, but investing in yourself is the most powerful and most important thing you can do. So we appreciate having you on the call. Just a little bit about myself. My name's Eric. That's obvious. I came to speaking a little differently. Growing up, I had the goal to be a professional magician as a kid. I fell in love with the art of magic as a child. And I was able to make that dream come true. And I was traveling around all over the world doing corporate shows for, you know, companies, all the Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies. So those are the groups I was working for. And I made my dream come true. And a number of years into that progress, a friend of mine said I should share my personal story. And I should start speaking to audiences about, you know, how I overcame some of the challenges I was faced with. And I won't go into a lot of detail on that here, but the story is simply I grew up in group homes and foster homes in California, And so that's kind of my history, and there's, you know, a whole lot of other stuff there. So now when I speak to audiences, I'm primarily a motivational speaker, lots of corporate audiences, lots of human service groups, and I share my story, but more importantly, the solutions I came to that I learned that helped me completely transform my life. I'm in two completely different spots from where I started and where I'm at today. And one of the big things I learned in the speaking business and also the entertainment business was this whole thing is about marketing. And so that's what we're going to talk to you about. We're going to, again, share the seven deadly sins that, you know, almost all speakers make. And just give you a little background about how myself and Mr. Tycoon met. He had actually seen me performing someplace. And I didn't necessarily meet him at the time. And then we were in an airport in Atlanta, headed to an event, not realizing we were headed to the same event. And we actually sat next to each other on the plane. And he recognized me. He said, "Oh, you're that guy." And so we started talking. And long story short, we found out we were going to the same event. And I think what's instructive about it is we were again investing in ourselves, going someplace to learn. Headed someplace to further our knowledge. So, again, that's why it's so important to, you know, invest in yourselves, and that's just evidence that we practice what we preach. So, there's a little background on me, and I'm excited about the call and ready to share some amazing information.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric, for sharing that. And, again, I would like to reiterate that investing in yourself is the number one investment that you can make in the world. And, two, I'd like to leave you this point, even as we begin, make sure any individual, and I'm sure Eric would co-sign this, any individual that you're getting information from or that you're allowing to teach you or share information, make sure they're walking the walk. Not talking the talk, but walking the walk, and not someone who has done it many years ago. I'm talking about someone who is engaged in it at this present time. And so regardless of what it is that you may want to do, I know most of you are on this call right now have aspiration of being a speaker, so you're in the right place at the right time because this is what we do to make a living today. We've also been doing it for many years now. But as myself, I just got back from D.C., and Eric, I know you just got back in town last week. You were speaking at a convention, correct?
Yeah, I was in Michigan and just confirmed another event in D.C., actually. And
right.
Before this call came through, actually, I was a few messages came through, one of which was another event. So, and the thing I didn't say again, and like you said, it's so important to learn from people that are actually doing it. So I didn't. The thing I didn't say at one point, I was averaging about 186 events a year, which is, you know, that's humping. So that's a lot of stuff. And
right.
So we're going to talk to you about how to, you know, generate that kind of business.
Okay.
For yourself.
So now that we've got that out of the way for everyone on the call, letting you know a little bit about ourselves, letting you know that we are qualified to share the information that we're sharing with you, let's go on and jump into it, Eric.
Okay, great. Well, let's do it this way. I'll ask you a question, and so we'll do it kind of like an interview. How's that?
Oh, that sounds like a winner.
Okay. So let's look at the seven deadly sins, and I know they're not in any particular order. We just, you know, of course, put them in an order so we're on the same page. What would you say is number one, and why is it so important?
Well, I would like to start with the number one deadly sin is not taking action soon enough, or the psychological portion where they feel that. I've ran into a lot of individuals that feel like I'm supposed to be a motivational speaker or inspirational speaker, or I know I have a message to share, but feeling underqualified because they may not have PhD behind their name or they may not have graduated from college. So that's one of the number one deadly sins for especially new individuals coming into the business is feeling underqualified or taking too long to get started, feeling like they got to get all this stuff in order, that they have to being went through Toastmasters, and as you know, Eric, you know, we've seen a lot of individuals, and one thing that I share with individuals, especially when I'm talking about teaching individuals about being a speaker and being a great speaker, is being willing to fail forward fast. And what I mean by that, get out there, fall on your face, and get up and keep it moving, because that's where the learning process comes in, is going through the motion. No one starts off great. As you were talking about the 104 speeches that you were doing at one time, when you first got started, it wasn't that you didn't have 104 speeches.
Correct, right. And it's and again, the taking action is so important. Again, so many people, they have a great message, but again, they say, why me? Which is essentially the story, which was my story. Like I said, a friend suggested I take action, and I did not take action because I said, why me? But as soon as I took action and stepped out there, I found out, one, there was an absolutely huge audience that wanted to hear my message. And two, I stepped into a different profit arena, because of it. So, and had I waited longer, I would have, left that money on the table and not being able to share my message with the people that needed to hear it.
Right.
So taking action is definitely important.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's, I know you talk about the old model in this new economy, so the old model of speaking in the new economy. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yes. The number two thing that I have outlined is saying that most people start with this old model in this new economy, or this old mentality of that you must be speaking for so many years before you can command a high speaking fee. And I'm in total opposite with that. If you have a message and you have a service to offer the individual, you come out as a premier package from the very beginning, especially if you can get in front of our audience. So don't go into this business thinking that, well, because I'm just getting started, I have to do all free speeches. Let me say this also. There's nothing wrong with doing a free speech. However, how do you turn that into a fee-paid speaking event? And that's what we're talking about as we move through the seven deadly sins, of how to take that free speech but turn it into a paid event for yourself as far as the time that you put into it. So let's not get caught up in your head. A lot of speakers saying, well, since you're just getting started, you shouldn't be charging individuals because you're brand new. If that was the case, anytime a new car come out, they should be giving the car away before they start charging for it. Or because a new designer comes out, doesn't mean there's new designers that come out and they start charging premium price off the bat. They're not Ralph Lauren or Gucci, but they understand the value of the service that they provide. And this is kind of more so the mental aspect of being a speaker, is understanding that you have a value to offer to individuals, and there's individuals out there willing to pay you for the service that you have. You just have to get in your mind and accept the fact that I have something of value. Now, how do I market that to the masses?
Right, and another way of looking at it, and this actually combines number one, the first point, and the second point. If you look at Apple with their iPhone, they didn't wait to get it perfect before it hits the market, right? They put it out there each year, each 6 months, whatever it is. There's a new one coming out with improvements. So it's important to remember to start where you stand, start where you're at, and build everything from there. And you kind of triggered this thought in speaking. Speaking for free. I started out literally with that advice. You start by charging $100, then you eventually get to a point where you can raise it up to $200, and so on and so on and so on, until I'm at the point I'm speaking at with the fees I get now. And there's a huge problem with that. And it was somebody else that pointed this out to me. They said the people that are giving you that advice is essentially your competition, right? So again, you could start out starting whatever that fee is, whatever it is that you want. And the truth is, if you're qualified to get that fee, you're going to get it. Or if you give them enough value, you will get that fee. But when you said speaking for free, let me give everybody a quick tip on how to get paid for speaking for free. And here's just one really easy way of doing it. So let's say somebody sets up an event for you. This isn't a free event. What you want to do is you want to make sure you invite somebody to the event that can book you for something. So now you're using your speaking in this free environment as a brochure. And those events in which you actually invite people, hopefully multiple people, and I mean like meeting planners, people with the companies that can hire you to speak. And if you're doing a great job up there, you will get hired, because trust me, you are your best brochure. That's going to be better than any video you send or anything like that. So there's just a real, simple tip on how to monetize a free speech.
All right. And right now, I'd like to tell everybody, make sure you stay around for the full seven, because the number seven is the one that's going to really bring it all together. And I know some individuals saying, Eric, right now, how do I get to those meeting plans? How do I know all these things? And that's why it's important that you stay around, because we're going to share how we have a system and actually an event coming up in August. And for those who may want to write it down, in August on the 17th, 18th, and 19th here in Atlanta, Georgia, where we'll be sharing all those steps of how to put your marketing together, how to even find your niche to speak on, or if you don't know what a niche is, what does that mean? So make sure you stay around to the end of the call. But for those who may have to leave early, you can go to MrTycone.com/speaker training. That's /speaker training. Or you can email me personally at coaching@MrTycone. If you have to leave early, you may be on your lunch break. But we'd like you to stay around. But for those who may cannot stay around, I wanted to just share that information with you as we move in through the next five deadly sins for new speakers and seasoned speakers. So,
all right.
Eric, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, as we can move along, moving on to number three, this kind of ties into number two, where we're talking about how to turn that free speech into a fee-paying speech. Is most people, when they say, I want to be a motivational speaker, Eric, I mean, I've seen so many motivational speakers, all they want is the fee. And they miss it because they don't have any back-end product. Now, for those who may not know what a back-end product is, meaning that something that's sitting in the back of the room, once you come off stage, that people can buy from you. Because understand this, when you're on stage, it's almost like you're a celebrity. And when you come off the stage as a celebrity, people want a piece of you. And so that's why it's important to have back-end products, and not just one, and we'll talk about that as we move through the call, but you must have something in the back of the room so that people can take something away once they leave.
Wait, I'll share a quick story about that, because you said most motivational speakers don't have that, and I was one of those motivational speakers that did not have a back-end product. So quick story. I was speaking at an event this number of years ago now, but I was speaking at an event here in Atlanta. A mentor of mine was also in town, and he said, Eric, you really should come to my event and watch this presentation, just kind of watch what happens, right? So I had I'd finished my event, went to his event, and I came in to his event in the middle of his speech. And again, this relates to back-end products. At the end of his presentation, I'm in the back of the room, not realizing he is actually about to sell something. At the end of the presentation, which was maybe 90 minutes, I came in about 45 minutes in, maybe 90 minutes, he sold about $90,000 worth of product in a 90-minute period. And I'm watching that, realizing I just left an audience that was twice as big as the audience he was just speaking for, and realized, assuming I knew what to do, that I left a lot of money on the table. So that was my entrance into really understanding the power of having a back end products. So that's a $90,000 day in, you know, from speaking. So that's the importance of back end products.
All right. And for those who are on the call, just imagine how many speeches would you have to do with the back end sale, and we don't even have to say $90,000, but how many speeches or presentations or events would you have to do before you can replace your income? And that's one thing that we talk about at our Passion of Profits through the Business of Speaking event, is how do you structure that so that you can start moving yourself toward that place. Now, the individual that he's talking about, I know him personally also, and he's one of the top-tier speakers in the country. However, if you never get started, as we're saying with number one, if you never get started, you'll never get to be able to stand on that stage and close like that so that you can have those type of paydays.
Right, and again, I'm glad you mentioned he's one of the top guys. A lot of people think he's the best in the world at it. So don't let those numbers scare you. I have not personally had a $90,000 day myself, and I've been doing this for a minute. But it shows me what's actually possible in the speaking business. So don't let those numbers scare you away. It just shows you what's actually possible,
right,
what you can accomplish.
Right. Now, we're to number four now. We're almost halfway home now. And this one is very important. And the fourth number sin, the fourth deadly sin for new and seasoned speakers is not asking the promoter or the client for referrals and testimonials. Let me say that one more time. Make sure you write it down. Not asking the promoter or the client who you're speaking for referrals and testimonials. Now, let's look at it. You have to do a good job in order for somebody to give you a referral. You have to do a good job in order for someone to give you a good testimonial. So that's one of the keys to this business is having someone else who knows another contact individual who may be needing a speaker, whether it's motivational, whether it's team building, or as Eric does in corporate America, is asking those individuals who you have just rendered a service to, do you mind giving me a referral to three more clients, or do you mind giving me a testimonial of how great I did today?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I know we just was talking about that just recently, how important that is. And so, you know, I want your input on this one also.
Well, okay. Now, one, do you mind if I give them something that they could actually, a way to actually use a testimonial, to monetize and to go make some money with it?
Most definitely.
I know we didn't talk about this particular thing. But
that's what this call is for.
Okay.
Is for.
All right. So before I do that, let me say, the power in testimonials, it's like the fastest way to almost double your business. So if you look at it this way, if you're already doing an event, and if you get one more event from it by simply asking, you've automatically doubled your business. If you're only able to get one from every event that you do, that quickly starts to grow exponentially in business. And the other benefit of testimonials, I recently did a presentation for the Kimberly Clark Corporation, and this is someone who had actually seen me speaking someplace else, okay? So she had seen me already speak. She said she was impressed, had a great message, all of that great stuff. But she said, I wonder if he's going to be right for our company. So that's where the testimonials came in. So when she had gone to my website, she had seen that I had worked for all of these other corporations. And in her words, when we saw that you work for companies like us, that's when we knew you would be a good fit for us. So that's why you want to get testimonials. And you want to get them in every available media possible, in written form. You want to get them on video. You want to get them on audio. You just want to get a lot of testimonials. So here's a quick way to monetize a testimonial. And this is one you want. I prefer to do it in written form, but, you know, which you could also do it on video. So a client gives you a testimonial letter. So you want this on their particular letterhead and so on, and they'll say all these great things about you. And another tip is sometimes you could write the testimonial yourself and let them sign off on it. So you just say, look, if you agree with this, you know, put this on your letterhead and so on. And most of the time they'll do it. They may make a few changes, but they'll do it. So now you have a testimonial on their letterhead. So let's just say it's, I don't know, I guess the Kimberly Clark Corporation. Here's what you do is you take that letterhead, you take that testimonial on that letterhead. You also draft another letter that essentially says, hey, here's a company like you that I've worked for and so on and so on. Here's some great things that they had to say about my presentation. And you now send that out to every company that's as similar as that company. Hope this makes sense. as similar as that company that just gave you that testimonial. Great way to get events.
Most definitely, most definitely. And the thing is, let's think about this, people. How many times do we talk about something that we really enjoy? We do it all the time with movies, with restaurants, even with cars or a particular clothing designer that we like or a particular shoe. So what we're asking of individuals love to do it anyway. And the thing is understand this. I remember being around Zig and for those who mean who I'm talking about, Zig Ziglar, and he was saying you have to promote yourself. You have to be willing to promote yourself. But he also said that the way that you The way that you can get to the top is to help enough other individuals. And most individuals, it's in our nature to want to help individuals. So as far as someone giving you a testimonial or a referral, they have no problem with it as long as you have given value. And that word is going to come up all throughout your speaking life and career is, one, feeling that you have the value, two, feeling that or knowing that you have the value, two, knowing that the products that you have, we talk about the back-end products, that they bring value to individuals. And we got a little background noise, so whoever has that background noise, if you can hit star 6, please, to mute yourself so we can leave the call open. But also, thank you very much. And also, the value of being able to transform people's lives. That's why you're doing what you do. And I'd like to even add to that even more so, just one more point. Understand that you're not going to change an individual's life in 90 minutes or even a four-day training. That's why our product is so valuable, that individual can walk away with something, that they still can work with your system and your stuff that can have an impact on their life. So I want to bring that home, that as you begin on this journey, or if you're a seasoned investor and you've just been speaking for many years without a product, start today. Say, hey, I'm going to create a product. And as I said, at our event in August on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, we'll be sharing how you create product, how you can create a product that will cost you $3 at the most, but you can sell it for $25, and then even other products that you can sell for thousands of dollars.
Ready
to move to number five. Go ahead. We still got time.
I was going
to
say real quick again about the product creation. Is when I first started to examine other speakers and the fees that they were getting, we're going back years. At first, I was really intimidated by some of those fees. So you hear about somebody getting $25,000, $30,000 to go out and do a keynote. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. How do they do that? And I realized one way they do it is they create value for their, you know, for the audience they're speaking for. Another way is they may be a celebrity speaker on some level, and that means the client is actually hiring them for different reasons. It's not necessarily because of their message. It might be because of their message, but it's also because they are helping attract people to that particular conference, which is a very important point. But when I realized the power in back-end products, that's how you get to those fees. So you may have to do it a little differently, but you can still do it. And again, you can do that through back-end products. So I just want to throw that in there.
All right. Now, this one right here, this is one that I'm not going to say I have to struggle with, but I have to be conscious of. And for those who have read the book, talent is overrated. It truly is overrated. And the next one is, number five, is not practicing enough. The seven, number five deadly sin is not practicing enough. And why do I say talent can be overrated? When you know how to do something and you're pretty good at it, even with speaking, you know that you can get up and motivate. Understand the best of the best. And I like to talk about this Chris Rock story. I had an opportunity to read a Chris Rock article. And Chris Rock was talking about, before he does an HBO special, before he goes on a world tour, he goes to all these small comedy houses and practices his material. And the thing that doesn't get the people just falling out of their chairs, he scratches it from his show. He don't try to work on it. He just keeps the best of the best. And that's what I want you to think about as you are putting your keynote speech together or your patented speech, is understanding that you must practice it. And as Eric was saying when we first started the call, he said, we don't practice to get ready. We practice to stay ready. And we were kind of joking. I was saying, well, I can just tell you what minute you're supposed to be on in your speech. And some people say, well, that's a canned speech. No, we just know what the content is we want to cover, and you know where you're supposed to be at, because this is another thing why you want to practice, Eric, and you can probably talk about this also. I'm sure you can, many years you've been speaking, is that one other deadly sin that I didn't even add on a list, you never want to go over when you're at an event on your time.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the most disrespectful things you could do to other speakers and to the event. And it could actually cost the client money. So you really, really have to be aware of that. And here's one little tip to help solve that. They have, you could go to Office Depot, Radio Shack, and they have these little timers. And I'm sure you could do it on some phones now, but I want something small in my pocket where you could just It goes off in your pocket, it vibrates in your pocket and lets you know that you have 10 minutes left or whatever. Would you get the idea? So, but yeah, the most disrespectful thing you could do is go over on your speech. And I actually had that happen to me recently. I was at an event and it cut into my time. And therefore they had to reorganize the entire event. It was a big mess. So.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why you must practice it, so that you can make sure that you can get through all the content. And I would like to leave the call open, but I hear some background noise. So whoever that background noise is, please hit *6 or I have to mute the full call. Thank you very much. So, again, you must practice so that you can get through all the content that you want to share with your audience so they can get the full value out of it. And then also you want to leave room so that you can share what information or what products that you have to share with the audience. So that's why it's so important that you must be able to manage your time, and practicing will help you allow you the ability to manage your time better, because you will understand how much time it takes for you to share this particular story, or how much time does it take for you to share these points. And also you may want to leave room for question and answer in between you sharing points, so that you can have that engaging process. Nothing's more tiresome than listening to someone lecture without it being engaging. And that's why, one thing that I really love live events, even over webinars and teleseminars, but there isn't even a system to doing this, as far as a lot of people don't even understand this, Eric, that what we're doing right now as a teleseminar, this is part of a speaking event. This is some of the things that you must learn how to do. And how do you keep yourself up and keep your energy coming through the phone? Do you use body gestures even while you're on the phone and no one's there with you? So these are some of the things that we'll talk about at the Passion of Profit Through the Business of Speaking event on August 17th, 18th, and 19th. And to keep it moving forward, let's go on to number 6, Eric.
Okay. Hey, wait, real quick, can I make a real quick comment about the practicing?
Yeah.
I like to call it the illusion of spontaneity, because that is something a lot of people think about is having a canned speech. Well,
right. You
could also practice your mistakes, right? You could practice your stutters. You could practice those types of things and insert those things into your speech. So all of a sudden it looks impromptu. It looks spur of the moment all of a sudden. So that's just a quick point I wanted to throw out there.
I mean, that reminds me of a gentleman who talked about stage presence. And that was his whole thing, is working with speakers on stage presence. And one of his things that he would do, he would fall up the steps coming onto the stage just to let people know that you can recover from those type of things. But that was part of his presentation, was falling up the steps and letting people know that people want to know that you're real. And so
right. That
was something that he had practiced inside of his speech, even though he was talking about stage presence. How do you stand? How do you address the audience? How do you move to both sides of the stage so that you can engage both sides of the room? These are things that take place that the average individual doesn't know, and that's from our years of experience of not just being on stage but also being in classes and sharing and learning the information that we're sharing with you today. So,
awesome.
Go ahead. Good, Eric? Or you got something else you want to share with them?
No, I think that was it as far as practicing, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Number 6. The 6th deadly sin is, as we talk about products, is not having enough products in your funnel for your raving fans. Now, we talk about possibly having a book or a CD, but once someone buys the book, always want you to be thinking about what's next. And why is this important? Because people, when they're getting something good from you, they want to buy whatever you have next. Look at car dealers. Mercedes comes out with a car. They change the body style because they know people are like, what's next? What's the next model that I want? I always want to upgrade. I want something new. We kind of call it the shiny object syndrome, but that is part of our nature, that we're always looking for what's next. We're always looking to improve, or as what circle that we're in, the people that we're speaking to, those individuals are always looking to improve. And as a speaker, as a teacher, as a guru, you're always learning also. So there's always some new information that you can share with your raving fans And that's the fun part of this business, is once you get those raving fans, individuals who just adore you, who love your information, they're always looking to you to say, okay, what you have for me next? And that's one of the seven deadly sins that a lot of speakers I've seen, especially new speakers, they don't have enough for their raving fans.
And again, I ran into that situation. And just to give you an idea of how much people want your information, I was speaking at a workshop boot camp in Baltimore, and sold product at the end of the event. Well, whatever, okay. A couple years later, I gave the exact same, the promoter brought me back, gave the exact same workshop and boot camp. And there was a gentleman there who I recognized from the first one. And he purchased my stuff again. I wasn't quite sure that he purchased it the first time, but I was almost sure that he did. And he bought the information again, okay? I went back and did the exact same event again. This same guy came up and was buying the exact same information a third time. This I knew for a fact now. And I mentioned to him, his name was Bill. I said, Bill, I know you have this already. You've already invested in this. And his comment was, he said, Eric, I just want to buy it again. I want to make sure I have the information. So, again, that's why you want to have lots of different products out there for people to purchase, because a buyer is a buyer and they will invest.
Right. And even in that term that Eric just shared, one of the mental hurdles that you must get over as a new speaker and some seasoned speaker is understand that a buyer is going to buy. And what we mean by that is an individual who enjoys personal development, thereby Mr. Tycoon stuff, and still turn around and buy your stuff even if we're at the same event. And one of my platinum superstars, I think she's on the call, we were actually at an event, and she was saying, I like that young lady. She said, because she'll buy your stuff and my stuff because she's a buyer, because she's hungry for information. And that's what we're actually feeding those individuals who are hungry for information. And our goal is to provide them with information. And the one thing that we are responsible for, everyone on this call, I want you to remember this as you continue to move into your speaking career and becoming great and making a lot of money and becoming known, is understand that what you owe to your individual raving fans or individuals who buy your product is that if they use it, it will work. And that's where integrity comes in. And that's what we're all about, and that's why we're sharing these points, is want you to understand that this business, there's some individuals who don't have integrity in it, but we want to train individuals who have integrity and start off with the right mindset of understanding that what I'm creating to share with individuals can help them change their life or improve their life if they use my product and service properly.
Right, which, of course, goes back to step number one, take action.
Right. You've got to take action. You've got to take action. Now, we're coming up on number seven. We have 23 minutes left. And so before we even go into number seven, I'd like to quickly go over them all again so to make sure that you got them. Number one is taking action. Taking action today. Say, look, I'm going to start. I'm ready to get involved. And I understand that I have a message to share with individuals. Number two, realizing that you can start charging out of the gate today.
Number three, no back-end products. That
right.
will kill you every time. You got to have back-end products.
Right. I'll take number four. Number four, not asking the promoter or the client for referral and testimonials. For those who have saw me or those who see me on Facebook, you see I'm always posting pictures with an individual. That does two things. One, it gives me credibility that I am speaking. And two, most of the time the person has a book or a CD in their hand, so that lets you know that I have a product and that people are buying my stuff. And that's what I want you to understand. Always take a picture when you're with the people. And it's really great when you take pictures with so-called celebrities, because people will put you on that pedestal. And this is the psychology stuff that we really get into in our 2 days. And you heard me say 3 days because we have a special bonus day, the first day. But we'll talk about that in a moment. And but make sure that you ask for a referral, get testimony, and take a lot of pictures, or as Eric said, take video, because video has become so inexpensive now. You don't have to have a $3,000 crew come in just to shoot you a video. You can shoot it with your own iPhone if you have an iPhone 4S, or if you have a flip, you know, or even if you have a BlackBerry. I mean, all the phones now take pretty good video.
Yeah, and video, so, I mean, it's so amazing. Now I'm actually sending, you know, as far as entire marketing campaigns to, you know, particular niche markets, I'm sending out personalized videos to people. I'll just sit there and shoot them, you know, real quick in a, you know, few hours and just email them out to people.
And I like to just share that point. Stop right there for that one point. Did you hear what he said? He's actually doing marketing, and he said it takes a few hours. That's the thing that I want you all to understand, and one of the reasons that we're on this call is that you got to be willing to put in the time. And that's why I was saying talent can be overrated a lot of the time. You hear individuals say they're talented. But when you see an individual who's really, truly talented and they're performing at a high level, it's the time that they put in behind it, the stuff that went on behind the scene that you don't see. Even for him to say doing a marketing video, he said hours. He didn't say 5 minutes. And that's the part that comes along with the practicing, is being willing to put in the time before it's time for you to perform. But I don't want you to miss that.
Yeah, and again, so I guess that we just – was that just referrals or testimonials?
Yeah, that was referrals, testimonials.
Okay, and you just kind of hit on practice, the benefits of practice again. And I love the phrase you came up with. I know you've coined it and trademarked it, so do you mind if I use it?
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Practice makes profit. Makes profit. He came up with that, and I said, oh, wow, that's brilliant, because it's so true. The more you practice, the better you get, and the more comfortable you feel. People always ask me, they say, Eric, do you ever get nervous between before a speech, before a presentation? I say, the only time I'm nervous is when I have no idea what I'm about to go up there and do or say, which is never. So I've practiced. I know what can go wrong. I practice mistakes. I practice if somebody starts heckling me, you know, what to do in those situations. There's lots of different things to practice. And we'll, again, go over all of that stuff in the two-day boot camp,
right.
Three-day boot camp, 17th, 18th, and 19th of August.
Correct. And then number six, before we go into number seven, is not having enough product in your back end, meaning that you got to have enough products to feed your hungry herd or to feed your raving fans. That's books, that's CDs. And as I said, we're going to talk about how do you create these products at a minimum cost and having 100, 200% markup. That's legal. Let me say that. That's legal. You know, because most of the time you don't hear that kind of markup in products. But because of technology, things have changed to a point. And then also with us assisting you, which kind of runs us into number seven, us assisting you, we can show you the things that we do and how we do these things at a minimum price, the contacts that we have. Because, again, is the information out there? Yes, but it's not just regularly known to the average individual because you don't know where to search for it. But it's out there. It's not like we have some magic potion, or we have this mysterious work crew that's working up underground. It's just, this is our circle. This is our lane.
Actually, speak for yourself. I do have magic potion, but go ahead.
Oh, yes, that's right. You are Mr. Aha. You're right. Yes. And for those who don't know, I know we kind of briefly spoke about Eric being a magician, but he actually drove across the country blindfold, and it was – that's on TV. That's on YouTube, isn't it, Eric?
There's lots of different footage, but there's one particular clip that we use to, you know, promote that. And which, you know, kind of, you know, and we're – well, did you want to talk about that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or talk
go
about
share
that?
Now, go and share that little point one right quick.
About what?
You drive across.
Okay, well, what publicity magic, what we call publicity magic? Okay.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful ways to promote your speaking business is with publicity. I'm a huge believer in using publicity to help generate business. And the reason being is, one, it's free to get. Two, it's the greatest credibility tool of all time. And three, it's so easy to get. And I guess if there's a fourth point is, speakers aren't actually out there trying to get it to help generate their business, to help get them more business, feel, you know, more business to them. And it's just such a powerful tool that I believe every single person should be using. And we're definitely going to talk about that in the two-day boot camp. I know we have, what, still about 15 minutes left. Did you want me to share a couple of the publicity tactics before we get to number seven?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, let's talk about the first one. I talked about why it's, you know, why it's great to have it as a speaker. I think the biggest secret that publicists promote to you that they really don't want you to know about is you could actually go do this stuff yourself. Okay? That's a big secret right there. I've spent money, good money, on publicists to actually have them go out and try to generate a result for me. And they all say the same thing, is there's no guarantee. Well, my mindset is, if there's no guarantee, that means I can do it myself, which means at that time, I started to explore how do I actually get publicity for my business, and actually figured it out. And then I come to find out the producers of these shows and so on, they'd much rather deal with you anyway, right? Because you're more personable. You're just, you know, you're just a single person, so to speak. Let me see. I'm trying to give you. Now, there's, well, I'll talk real quick about the online publicity and what I like to call the classic publicity model. A lot of people go to, you know, PR Newswire and these types of sources. They throw up a press release, spend $300, shoot it out to a bunch of different news outlets, you know, hoping for a hit. And that's good, because what that does is it leaves all these little breadcrumbs out on the web for people to go back and find you, eventually find your website and hopefully book you for something. So I do that stuff, but I actually am a bigger fan of just the classic publicity model of getting on TV, primarily television, but I do print media and radio, but primarily TV, because it's just, again, it's the monster. It's, you know, everybody wants to be on TV, and there's just so many great ways you can use it. So at the end, if you give them my website, if they go to my website, they'll see, like, the first thing on the page is me on a television interview. Helping promote a speaking event I was presenting at later that afternoon. And so there's lots of different ways to generate and to monetize publicity. So let's see. Do you have any questions, Mr. Tycoon, about it?
Well, the thing is, you know, since we have a time, I want to kind of give them a couple of bonuses about publicity, because we may look at doing a call on July 9th to go more in depth. But it just really blows my mind, because, and that's the other thing that you have here with us both as instructors and teachers and mentors, is that I came from another realm where I didn't have to do publicity in a sense like Eric did, because I was speaking on the Get Motivated stages, you know, back-end products for internet marketers, wealth creation seminars, where because of my brand, I was able to get on those stages. Eric goes another route as far as going into corporate America. So it's almost like you get the opportunity of both worlds. Of if you want to go that route of the wealth creation seminars and how to put on your own seminars, and like what we're doing on August 17th, 18th, and 19th, or if you want to go get the publicity route of individuals seeing you on TV and going to corporate America or businesses or even nonprofits to share your message.
Well, I'll give them one tool that I use. And again, we're going to talk about actually how to get on these shows. But the first thing you need to remember is it's very easy to get on them once you know how, once you know exactly what to send them, how to send it to them. And I'll give you a hint. It's not necessarily email, you know, and what they need to produce, you know, what to get you on these shows. And one thing you need to think about is, you know, they're on, a lot of these shows are running all day long, and they're looking for content. They're looking for ways to fill in time, okay? So that's the first thing you need to understand. But one way I use publicity to actually generate income before I get the publicity. So I'll explain it this way, and we'll talk about all this in the 3-day boot camp. But in my proposal, on one of the packages, and we'll talk about all the proposals and how to put those together. But in my proposal, I actually talk about, I mention that if you pick this particular package, I will, keyword, attempt to generate publicity for your particular event. Okay? So what happens now is I've automatically created more value by being able to do this, and I'm so confident that I can do it, I put that into proposal. I think there's maybe been one time it did not happen, and that was, there was actually some other reasons why it did not happen. But for the most part, I'm able to generate publicity for their event. So one, by doing that, I've done a couple of things. One, I've basically paid for my entire speaking fee, right? Because they're trying to do this stuff, you know, with themselves, and it's hard for them to do. The second thing I do is I always ask for a representative that's a part of the event to come on the show with me, and usually this is TV, but to come on the show with me and to talk about the event, right? So now I've given them a huge ego boost, and so they definitely want to do that, to talk about the event. Now I'll give you a couple points on how to use the publicity once you have it. Is a lot of, well, not a lot, all these like major stations in all the major cities, they have companies that record all the TV shows in the area, all the news shows in the area. So what you want to do is you want to talk to the, you know, once you're booked to be on the show, you simply ask the question, oh, who records your shows? And they'll give you the name of the company. You call that company up after you've been on the show, and they'll, you know, send you a DVD of your appearance. Yes, you have to pay for it. It's between about, you know, 40 to 120 bucks. I think the most I've spent is 120 bucks on these DVDs. So now once you have the DVD, there's lots of different things you could do. The first thing you want to do is you want to make a copy of it and send it to your client that was on the show with you. Second thing you want to do is you want to digitize it, turn it into, you know, just a digital product. So now you can throw it up on the web, you can throw it up on Facebook, and now it starts to go viral. The big mistake people make with publicity is they think they're going to go on these shows and life is going to change and all of a sudden they're going to make a fortune, which is not the case. You really have to continue to market. And I still use publicity things I've had like a dozen years ago. I was on a TV show 10 years ago, and I still Hello?
Yes, I'm there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking too much. You.
Yeah, no, I had some background noise. I was trying to mute the call out, but you were doing great.
I said, I'm talking too much. You didn't do me. Okay. So you want to take the publicity, digitize it, and use it in all these other forms of media. But we'll talk about all that stuff. And matter of fact, we're going to do a whole call on publicity, how to actually get the publicity and what to do with it, all the different ways that you can use it. So, and Mr. Tycoon will get that information to you.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. So, again, we're coming up on 9 minutes before the call ends, and we're actually at number seven, the seven deadly sins, the number seven deadly sin of new and seasoned speakers, and it is, drum roll.
Boom. Not having a mentor
out of the gate. If we had known what we know now, we would have paid thousands of dollars to hire somebody out of the gate who has the experience and who is doing the business in today's time. And as I like to say, you know, for those who have my book or understand the title, Success is Not a Secret, it is a System. System stands for, this is what a mentor does for you when they have a system. You can write this down. Saves you stress, time, energy, and money. That's what a mentor does for you when they have a system. And that's what we want to share with you is our system. And Eric was just talking about publicity. We've been talking back and forth the last couple of weeks, and I'm like, we're going to implement some of the things that we're talking about as far as publicity for this event that's coming up on August 17th, 18th, and 19th. And I'll get to that in one moment. But the thing is, this is the key to unlocking the vault, is having a mentor out of the gate, someone who can assist you in this journey. Because it is truly a great business. However, it can be a dreadful business for a lot of speakers because they don't have the right system and they're trying to figure it out all on their own. I just saw I was at a Father's Day where I was at church, and they had a slide that came up about Father's Day. I said, thank you, Dad, for never using the instructions. You saved us so much time. And it was like a joke, you know, Aaron. We're both fathers now, so
right.
We know we hate to grab instructions, but instruction is the key. Having some instructions and not trying to go through this thing of the speaking business, and we're really going to stress that the business part, because we know you have a passion. We know that you can speak, because if you have a voice, you can speak. But how do you speak clearly to your audience? How do you connect with your audience? How do you speak clearly with the promoter, the individuals that can get you on the stage? What do you need to do before you even get on stage? These are the things that we're going to pull back the curtain and say, here's a system to it. So hey, you want to talk about that, the mentor portion, before I kind of let them know about the event that we have coming up?
Yeah, yeah. I remember I had a mentor years ago. I was trying to do something that he was doing, and he made the comment. He said, Eric, don't do what I'm doing. Don't try to get in the business I'm particularly doing. Find a business that's right for you, and I'll show you how to monetize that, which was a huge, huge lesson for me. And there's two ways to do it. You can do the easy or the hard way. The easy way is to finding a mentor or finding someone who's already done what you want to do and follow their system. The hard way is searching for all the information, spending all the money for the information, compiling the information, putting the information together. Now you got to take action. Now you got to realize what works, doesn't work, right? Now you got to sift through that. That's the hard way. You can do it that way, but that's the hard way. And that's assuming you even get the correct information, because the most expensive information in the world is bad information. And trust me, you have no idea, and I know I'm speaking for you at the same time when I say this, how much bad information we've gone through to get the nuggets that we have now that make this business easy.
Right. And as you said, the most expensive information is the bad information, or going to the school of hard knocks. Yes, we've all heard the saying, experience is the best teacher. Hopefully it's someone else's. We're talking about experience that we're going to assist you as you walk through the path of being a successful speaker. And so I'd like to just share with you our Passion to Profit through the Business of Speaking event. It's going to be, again, on August 18th and 19th. However, we have a bonus day of the 17th. Now, the bonus day is usually me and my wife, Coach Janice, event where we do a dream board or a life board, because we believe there's five key areas of our life that we must address, and we need to be able to visualize that and see that. This is a life-changing event. You can see more about it if you go to Mr. Tycoon today. But if you're on the call, just do this. Email me at coaching@MrTycoon, and you'll see a link. I'll send you a link on that. But the event is MrTycoon.com/speaker-training. That's where you can go, and you can get involved with us on this event. Now, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, because as we both said, we've spent thousands of dollars on information. Now, this event will go up as we go along, but because you are the first ones who, one, came to this call and spent time with us, we're doing this event at a major, major, major exclusive decreased price of $297. You heard
that
me correctly? Steal.
That is
truly magic.
Right.
Right.
I can't help but laugh at it, because I know how powerful the event's going to
be.
Two days.
For the record, it's $500 an hour for me to sit down and consult with individuals. And Eric is somewhere around the same place as far as with his consulting. And we're not even going to talk about our speaker feed when we go on stage and speak. But just imagine.
And
go ahead.
If you only booked, I'm the keyword only booked, one event in the next 12 months, you would have paid for this event at this particular investment three times over.
Right.
So, and you'll book more than that at more than $1,000.
Right. But let me just talk to you about a point that we're going to have, because you can see all this on the site, MrTycoon.com/speaker-training. But we're going to talk about marketing your speaking business from A to Z. Learn the real secrets to staying booked solid in the market of your choice. Whatever it is that you want to speak on, you want to do personal development, you want to do spiritual, you want to do motivational, you want to do conflict resolution, if you want to go into corporate America, teach leadership, whatever your skill set is, we can show you the system to go into that, because it's really kind of all the same, just understanding how do you package it to go in. Another thing, discover the most effective way to write and publish your book. Do you understand that having a book also sets you above everyone else who doesn't have a book? Statistics say that 98% of our society or individuals say they want to write a book. Less than 1%, they said almost at 2% now because of e-books, are writing books. So there's not a lot of competition against you and someone else when they say, okay, do you have a book? Yes, I have a book. Do they have a book? No, they don't. So the promoter is going to take you over them because you have shown that you are an expert. That's what a book does for you. Also, Eric will be showing you learn how the showmanship secrets to own the stage before you even walk in front of the audience. Remember, he is a magician. One thing that I've been that's always been a hobby of mine. However, one of the things about magic is understanding the trick is already set up before you even before it's even shown to you. And that's the same thing with speaking. As me and Eric was talking, I was sharing. I said, Eric, you know, one thing about being a magician, it's almost like being a speaker. You know what the response is before you even do it when you're telling a joke to individuals or when you're sharing a story that, that's going to connect with individuals. And these are heartfelt stories because they're your story. So we don't have to make up anything. So I want you to understand that, but showing you how do you deliver that story that make it heartfelt because it was heartfelt for you. People can feel that. But also talk about the showmanship of success, of how to win, how to be a winner on stage, and how to take control of the stage. And there's so much more in this 2 days. That
oh, it's ridiculous!
Yeah,
but
it's just crazy. It's crazy because we're like, are we going to be able to get all this into these 2 days? And then on top of that, our Dream Board class is usually $2,400. We got it at $9.97 special, but you get that day ahead. That you get to come spend 2 days working on you personally, your mental mindset. Remember, in order to get your money right, I said you must get your mind right. Getting that garbage out, and we're going to put some new information in that's going to help you to be the person that you were designed to be. Because a lot of us have got misinformation. So that's what we're going to be sharing with you, the information that will change your life, and not just change your life, but change your family life, and it can have the ability to change your generation of individuals that's coming behind you. You know, we talk about generational wealth. Understand that being able to communicate correctly and being able to communicate with individuals in an effective manner to move them. Again, I want to say this, to move them to take action, that's a powerful thing. And that's what we're here on this call. We want you to take action now. And by now you should understand that we have shared some information with you that has been of value to you, information that you may have not heard before. And it is our passion and our mission in life to share with individuals what this has done for our lives, but also we're looking for 12 individuals. And for the record, this is going to be a small class, so there is limited spacing. And also for the bonus session, even if you signed up after July, I think our cutoff date before it goes up is the second week in July before it goes up to $397, and it's going to continue to go up as we get closer. So I would definitely recommend right now for you to go over to MrTycoon.com/speaker training and make sure that you lock in your spot, and if there's any problems, if you have any challenges, you say, Mr. Tycoon, I don't have it right now, because we want you in the room to get this information, because as I said, we're looking for 12 individuals personally to work with who come out of this class that we can assist in helping them get other speaking events and also to share our stage with us, because as we both said, I have a three-year-old, Eric has two twins that are roughly a little over two now. We enjoy being at home, so there's individuals who look for us to come do things, and we would love to be able to pass that on to someone else. And, yes, when we make some of the money, yes, we will. So if you have a problem with that, maybe this is not for you. But we're being totally honest with you out of the gate that we're looking for individuals that we can train, that we can actually have go out on our behalf or go out with their message that we can actually monetize, because we're going to teach you how to do it the proper way. Eric, anything else you want to add? I know we're coming up on the end.
Yeah, no, that was perfect.
That was great.
I just want to appreciate everybody for being on the call, for taking action. And
so, again, thank you for taking out of your precious time. Your time is your most valuable commodity. And, however, whatever you do with your time is going to determine what your future is going to look like. So thank you again for sharing your time with us. And I'm sure that you've got some value out of this call that you share with us. As always, in order to get your money right, you must get your mind right. But we don't look forward to seeing you at the top. We look forward to seeing you over the top. Until next time, peace. Thank you, Mr. Eric Aha, and for everyone who's been on the call, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Peace.